I'm Reb Lazer, my dechsev. Lo yigara mitzadik einav. Bischart sniyo shahaysa babirachol zach saviyatsu imenu shol. Bischart sniyo shahaya babishol zach saviyatsu imenu Esther. My sniyo shahaysa babirachol dechsev ayaged Yaakov l'rachol ki achi aviyahu. V'chi achi aviyahu. Right, is that really what he was? Was he the brother of Laban? Velo ben achol saviyahu. Right? So no, that's not so. It was Rivka's son. So Alam Arla Mincivili, Amalai in Miu Abel Ramayu Velo Yachoslai. He says, you have no idea what you're dealing with, you're dealing with my father. So Amalo Achivana Biramos, Amalai Mishari Litzduke, Liskuye Biram Yusa. You know, Zrachel knew her whole life that her father was a Rasha. So of course he was a deceitful, dishonest, malevolent person. But there was a big chiddush to her. So Amalai in Im Navarti Tavari Makeshti Tapal. So Amar Lo, my Rav Yusa, Amar Lei, Isli Achos Dekshisha Minoi, Velo Mintziv Li Mikama. So Masar La Simanim, Kimat Alelia, Amar Hashta Michsefe Achsai, Misartinu Nihala, Vahinu Dekhsiv, Vahiva Boker Vinehi Leia, Michal Dar Hashta Lav Leiahi. Alamitoch, Simanim, Shemasar Rach Alea, Lo Havi Yadar Hashta, the Fikach Zachsa, Viyatsa Mimena Shaul. So Matznias Haisa Bishal, Dekhsiv, as Devar Melucha Lo Higidlo, Asher Amar Shmuel, that when he came back from looking for the donkey, he said his father had lost, you know, he came back to his family, he didn't tell anybody that he had been anointed the king. Zach HaViyatz Men of Esther, right, Esther who was, as we just learned about, you know, Ein Esther Magedas HaSama Ves Moladata, Kasher Tzivo Allah HaMordechai Ves Mama Mordechai Esther Osa, Kasher Haisa VeAmna Ito. So Amar Blazer, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Posek Du Aladam, Posek Levanav Nebanav, Atzov Koladar, Shenemar VaYoshive Manetzach VaYigbo. Vim Hegis Daito, but if a person is going to be a Baal Gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashbilo Shenemar, Vim Asurim Ba Zikim. Okay, in the sense of, you know, Nechbadim Ba Zikim, that the, you know, restraints. Okay, so I wanted to just discuss the following. So some of the examples here of Tznias are obvious. Shaul's Tznias, right, that he wasn't going to reveal, you know, the prestige that he had just received. That's an obvious form of Tznias. Fine. Esther's tznius is also in Esther Magedes and Samavis Moladata. There's a certain restraint. But when we talk about Rachel's tznius, so that's not an obvious case of tznius. I mean, that's an obvious case of chesed, of generosity, right? That she was Mosera Simanim Lachosa. But why would the Gemara describe that as tznius? So that in turn raises an even more fundamental question. What is the definition of tznius? This is a very poorly understood topic. And it's really, in some sense, painful, actually, that people, it's not just that they have a misunderstanding of what tznius is, which is, according to the Gemara Masechta Makos and Daf Chof Dalet, based on the Psukim in Micha, one of the three pillars of the Torah. Some of us have been talking about that recently. But what's particularly painful about the definition of tznius that people have is it itself is a betrayal of tznius. What do I mean? People have a superficial, external definition of tznius. If you talked about, you know, what tznius is with people, they would say, oh, it means a person who dresses a certain way, which is sad and painful because, of course, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's an element of tznius. Right, but when the Gemara is here is describing tznius, none of the three have anything to do with clothing. So what is tznius, and why are people so incapable of properly defining it? The second question is harder to answer, but the first question is clear, based on the pasuk in Micha, as well as the pasuk in Mishlei. The definition of tznius is an awareness of the centrality of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and our existence relative to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as peripheral and subordinate. Dehainu, that a person does not project themselves needlessly. On the contrary, a person only projects themselves when absolutely necessary into any kind of a spotlight, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Kivod Elokim Haster Davar. Tznius is about understatement, about being retiring, and projecting oneself. Hein be'inyan dibur, hein be'inyan maisa, only for the purposes of divrei mitzvah and yeshivo shel olam and kavod haTorah, and really for no other reason. Hatznei alachas im elokecha. That's what the pasuk says, with an awareness of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara in Brachos talks about, that the only person who's at Tzanua is at Tzanua beveis HaKiseh, where nobody else is around. But it's an awareness of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, so that's the star here, and my job is to highlight that. So sometimes, let's say, that the needs of Kiddush Hashem require a person to be vocal to remind people of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chachma Vein Eitzah Vein Tzvuna LeNeged Hashem. Sometimes we're required to articulate these things, but otherwise, why would a person project themselves? It's such a sad commentary on society that people define tznius in the most superficial way possible, as if that were anything other than the tip of the iceberg. The reason that dress is associated with tznius is because a person could dress in a way that attracts attention, or could dress in a way that is modest, that reflects the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the center of attention. That's why dress is one of the elements which is at the periphery of tznius, and why, as has been noted by so many, including my mother, on many occasions, that people think because more people, let's say, in a very technical way, to satisfy certain halachos in today's day and age than they did in a previous dar, does not mean that standards of tznius have gone up. You can meet plenty of technical standards and completely obliterate, annihilate, desecrate the essence of tznius. So this is exactly what the pshat in the Gemara is. Shaul was at Tzanua because why was it relevant to tell anybody that he had been appointed the melech? He wasn't, that wasn't actionable right now, so why in the world would that be relevant to anybody else? And Rachel was acting with surpassing tznius, when she recognized that her sister would feel shame. Now, there's a person who's at Tzanua doesn't perceive of themselves as the center of the world, is not a narcissist. Okay? A person who's at Tzanua understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of the universe, and that means that I have to be constantly aware of that, and that hopefully sensitizes me to the needs of others as well. And so she was acting with surpassing tznius, meaning being mevatel herself for the sake of the feelings of somebody else. Hashtach v'ashta michsefa achsai misartinu nihala. That's the tznius shebirachel. So again, we need to internalize this definition of v'hatznaya lechas im elokecha. That's the reason that it's one of the three pillars of Torah. Asos mishpat avas chesed v'hatznei alachas im elokecha. It's a mentality, it's an awareness, it's an existential state of being, and it impacts the way that we learn, it impacts the way that we interact in the Beis Medrash, it impacts everything that we do, that's why. Again, you know, like this is something that I really wanted to spend a significant amount of time on tonight, because I'm convinced, in response to the second question that I posed, that the Jew in America is so assimilated. When I say assimilated, I mean intellectually assimilated, that they literally believe that tznius is a matter of dress, because they cannot imagine. They cannot imagine the deeper, or fathom the deeper meaning of tznius, which is so far-reaching and so definitional in terms of awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times, and the need therefore Kvod Elokim Haster Davar to recede and withdraw from, you know, making oneself the center of attention in any given situation, unless, again, there's some real necessity to do so. I point you once again to the Divrei HaRambam that a person should be marbe b'shesika. Is speaking necessary? So in Divrei Torah, it's necessary. In Divrei Chesed, it's necessary. In terms of being nose ba'ol, b'chavero, it's necessary. But beyond that, why and when and for what purpose? So we have to be sensitive to these things. Nachi, go ahead.
Just one quick question. What's the difference between snus and anava? If we go with Rebbe's definition, how do we draw? Are they one and the same, or are they just very connected? Or
yeah, so I think they are deeply, deeply related. What I would suggest is the following: is that anivus is defined, I think, best in the context of the Parshas Balos, Champerakid Beis, Ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od, Mikol Adam, Asher Al Pnei Adama. And that too had to do with Moshe's, it's not an accident that that's in the Parsha where the Torah discusses the superiority of Moshe's understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The clarity that he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu resulted in profound anivus, unsurpassed anivus, right? So in that way, I do think it's related. I think tznius, So tznius might be the manifestation of anivus, right? So anivus is the awareness, and maybe the best way to articulate is then that tznius, in terms of how a person, again, forget about just dresses, but speaks, conducts oneself, interacts in all situations, is then the tznius shaba. Right, so that is the manifestation. And again, I'm not just talking about, you know, the superficial manifestations, but you know, all actions that a person takes, hatznei alecha sim elokecha. So kol hatzanua b'veisa hakise, you know, nikra tzanua. So it's all of the actions that a person ever takes, which are a reflection of a mentality of anivus. So that is an excellent question, and I think that's an important point of connection and clarification. But this is something which is just absolutely essential. So again, Esther's being withholding of this information is a manifestation of tznius, right? It was not necessary to share the information. It was important to withhold the information, right? That was the eitzah that Mordechai had given her, and so she withheld. Right? Kishem shekibalti schar ladrisha kacha kabel schar ala prisha. Okay. So as Mamar Mordechai Esther Osamer Rabbi Yirmiya Shahaisa Mar Adam Nida Lechachamim Kasher Haisa Ve'amna Itos Amar Rav Bar Leima Mishmei De Rav Shahaisa Medes Mecheko Shal Achashverosh Ve'Toveles Ve'Yosheves Becheko Shal Mordechai. That for 5 long years, and here I refer again to Sudas or Shalosa Rasha, the bestiality of Achashverosh, that Esther dignified herself. This tevila was not, from a strict standpoint, halachically required. Rashi takes that position here. Tevila would obviously be required, you know, mitoch nidusa, but tovelas, machmas, nikios, shalote musa latzadik, mishchivaso shal Achashverosh. Bali Tosus raised a question about Havchana Shlosha Chadashim, right? This is in terms of Avus. Vim Tomar Velo Hayasham Havchana Shlosha Chadashim Shere Bechol Yom Hayosu Rasha Matzoy Etzla. As we're about to see, he was, you know, Shatuf Bezima. So Yeshlomer Shahaisa Meshameshes Bemoch. She was very careful not to allow herself, at this point, to become with child from Achashverosh. So again, for 5 long years, Esther practiced Taras HaMishpacha under the most adverse circumstances. Bayamim ahem Mordechai Yosef b'Shar HaMelech Chatzav Bigtan Vateresh Am Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan Hiktiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Al Avadav Lasos Ritzon Tzadik Umanu Yosef Shenemar Risham Itahu Nariv Ri Avadim Al Adonayim Lasos Nes La Tzadik Umanu Mordechai Dechsiv Meaning Esther, because they were the night watchmen, and they were on duty all night long. And Rashi explains because Achashverosh is insatiable appetite. So all night long, they were on duty for Achashverosh when he was, conducting himself, in whatever the opposite of Kedoshim to you is, in terms of Esther being new to him. So they were fed up, so they wanted to kill him. So Lorainu Shena Beinenu, Ba Vinatil Eres, Besafal Kadeshi Yamus. Right, so Mordechai was understanding the conversation. So how are we going to make this happen? I'll cover you. So they were caught because they weren't on the regular shifts when they were plotting around to poison him. So achar advarim ha'ila, so amir rava achar shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu refu'a l'maka. Dam reish lakish, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maka, as Yisrael imkein bari lehem refu'a t'chila. Shenemar ki rafi l'Yisrael v'niglava n'Ephraim. Ava umos olam enu chen, maka usan v'achar kach bari lehem refu'a, shenemar v'nigaf Hashem es Mitzrayim n'gof hirafo. So only after the magefa is the refu'a going to come. Va'yivez v'inav l'shloach yad b'mordechai l'vado, amir rava b'tchila b'mordechai l'vado, l'vaso pa'am mordechai, umanu rabbanan. So this is an important point. Obviously, but Am Mordechai, the Rabbanan are an Am Bifnei Atzman. Sometimes the Gemara says Nashim Am Bifnei Atzman, but we have concentric circles. This is Rav Lichtenstein, that's how I used to call this Anshei Shlomeinu. People who have a Torah perspective on the world, an actual Torah perspective on the world. So that's Am Mordechai. So again, he expanded from Mordechai to the Am Mordechai to Kol HaYehudim. So Hipil Pur Agural Tana Kevan Shenafel Pur B'Chodesh Adar Sameach Simcha Gedola Amar Lafeli Pur B'Yerach Shemez B'Moshe V'Lo Yodeya Shebeshiva Be'Adar Meis Shebeshiva Be'Adar Nolad. Right. So it's a very important point to draw out here that he was very happy that it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. So he happened not to know the detail that it was also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. But if you think about it, that actually supports something which is very, very, very critical. Is that the date of the month was not consequential from Haman's point of view, which is why B'di'eved, right, the Yerushalmi discusses the idea of reading the Megillah during the entire month of Adar. It's why we have the din of Mishanichas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. And that's why the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Asher Ne'apach Lahem Yagon L'Simcha Me'evel L'Yom Tov. See, think about it from this perspective. This Gemara is the proof in the pudding. If Haman was really interested in the 13th of Adar, so he would have been so annoyed instead of happy. Because what would he have said? I missed it by 6 days. Think about it. If you were going for the 13th of Adar and you got the 7th of Adar, you would be disappointed. But if you were just going for a month, so Haman, Hipel Pur, Hu HaGoral, Adar. It doesn't say anything about the date in Parag Gimel. The whole point was that it just happened to be the 13th of Nisan. So he said, whatever it is, it'll be this date in any month. And he got the month of Adar, he was thrilled. That's why we have Mishanechnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. That's why the Yerushalmi says, B'di'eved, you could read the Megillah the entire month. It's HaChodesh, it's a din in the Chodesh. The date is much less important. And in light of that, that's the whole pshat in, HaMegillah Nikra, Yisid Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, right? Because it's not really that important what day in the month. Okay, that's a yisod, just in terms of understanding Adar and Purim, etc. So this is the Gemara is a very clear indication of that point. Okay. So yesh, no, Am echadam rav alaka diyada lishna bisha kahaman. So lashon hara in general is a terrible thing. Chazal were not exaggerating when they said it shakol kishvichos damim. The Ramban was not exaggerating when he emphasized that point by counting zechiras Miriam as a mitzvah. So Haman was a baal lashon hara. So amrlei tanichlenu. So amrlei mistafinu meluhav de lo liavid bi kid avid bekamay. So Achashverosh wasn't principally opposed to destroying the Jews, but he said, what about Belshazzar? What about Bavel? It didn't end up too well for them. So Amalei, yeshanu mina mitzvos, your yashnu mina mitzvos. They're deleterious in their performance of mitzvos. Amalei is behu rabbanan. What about the amor? The chayis amalei am echad hein. So Haman said, yeah, they have a principle of arvo. So, you know, even if they're rabbanan or they're rabbanan, the bottom line is there are enough of them that were nenu misudas or shaloso rasha. So Shema Tomar, Karachan Yosef, Malchuscha, what about the economy? Mifuzarin him ben hamim. The GDP is not going to take too big a hit. They're spread out. So Shema Tomar, Ishanoa, Minayu, Mifurad, Kipray, the Zo, Shena Osa, Peros. Right? They don't really do anything. Anyway, Shema Tomar, Ikam Dinasa, Minayu, right? It's going to be to the detriment of your Malchus because they have a Medina, Tamadamber, Bechol Medinos, Malchusecha, they're spread out again. It's not going to diminish you at all. But that's him. Shonos mikolam delo achle minan velo nizbi minan velo minsevilan. Ve'ezdati amelach inor masim de mifki lechula shasa b'shabes hayom pesach hayom. They're always taking off from work. Velo amelach in shavel anicham de achle b'shasim v'azulei the malchus afilu nofel zavuv b'kosel shalecha mehen zarko b'shosei. Oh, that is the halacha. V'im adoni amelach noge b'kosel shalecha mehen chobto b'karka the din of yai nesach. Ve'eno shoseyu, and they're not going to drink it. Okay, so why does the Gemara say, listen, Abisha Kehaman? So if you pay attention, this has just repeated itself throughout history, you know, in terms of all of our enemies, is that if you listen to what they say, it never makes any sense in the end. They always have the most contradictory things to say. So on one hand, they say, oh, you know, yashnu mina mitzvos. They're not involved in mitzvos anymore. Then the next seven lines that they say, they're always taking off for Pesach. They're talking about for Shabbos, right? They're not willing to marry us. They're concerned about malchalos hasuros. But this goes on all of the time. People who attack, they say the most ridiculous and contradictory things. So again, because they'll justify it any which way. It's not that they, you know, observed a set of facts and then decided to dislike us. They disliked us, so they don't feel any burden to actually be consistent. So that's what the Gemara means of this Lishna Bisha Kehaman, is that whatever he needed to say to get his agenda across, so people have an agenda, so whatever they need to say to get that point across, they'll say. And again, the hypocrisy is outrageous and the inconsistency is outrageous, but it doesn't even matter because they're just interested in achieving a certain conclusion. And so, you know, that's what they do. And none of this has ever changed. So, you know, you just pay attention to what people have to say, you know, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and they haven't changed the script at all. Right. You know, I've mentioned this in the past, but it's worth emphasizing that there's nothing that, nationally speaking, we could possibly do, you know, to make anybody happy. When my grandfather was a little boy, so they used to, you know, when the anti-Semites would chase him and his brothers on the way to school, you know, and sometimes catch up to them. So they would say, Jews go to Palestine. So now, you know, now the world discovered that really Jews are just European. They were in Europe, Mishashis Yimei Bereshis. So they say, you know, the Jews are not indigenous to the Middle East, so they should go back to Europe. They need to go back to Europe. So, you know, again, you can't take these things particularly seriously because there's a glaring lack of rigor, right, in all of these, you know, in all of these claims. So again, you know, there's a Dhamma Lahashiv. You have to know how to interact with people in an effective way. But, you know, if you learn Torah, if you learn these Divrei Chazal, so Chazal understood that, you know, Sonei Yisrael don't hold themselves to standards of truth or consistency. Hypocrisy is perfectly acceptable to them. So Yashnu mina mitzvos is perfectly consistent with Pesach Hayom, Shabbos Hayom, Machalos Asuros. Whatever they need to say to achieve their goal, they're going to say. Okay. So Yimal HaMelech Tov Yikatev La'abdam V'Aser Salafim Kikar Kesef Amrei Shlokish Gala V'Yadua Lifnei Misha Amar V'Haya Olam She'asud Haman Lishkol Shkalam Al Yisrael Lefika achiktim shikleim lishkalav v'hainu dithnan be'achad b'adar mashmim ala shkalim v'ala kilayim. So what I always like to say about this Gemara is, of course, the din of machzis hashekel was in place long before, you know, Parsha Shkalim, right? Zayit knew kol over la pekadima because he said shekel v'shekel hakodesh. But what Reish Lakish was trying to help us understand was that it was the refuah before the makkah of Haman, because Haman accused us of being discordant, divergent people, right? Mefuzar, mefurad, bein amim. So the mitzvah of machzis hashekel demonstrates the fundamental unity of Klal Yisrael. Ha'asher lo yarbe, v'adah lo yamid mimachzis hashekel. Everybody's giving exactly the same thing. Vayomer amelech lehamon hakesef nasun loch. Tosa says, gematria kesef ola ha'etz, remezlo sheyitle alav, that this would be his undoing. So you see here that Achashverosh, you know, didn't need much incentive. Mashal da Achashverosh Muhammad lamad avredom. The shnei bnei adam echad hayelo tel besoch sadeu. One of them had all this dirt. The echad hayelo charetz besoch sadeu. So bal charetz amar mi tainli tel ze bedamim. And I'd be willing to pay for the dirt to fill up this hole. So bal atel amar mi tainli charetz ze bedamim. The yamin is davgu zayit zolzeh, so amr lebal charetz lebal atel mechar li tilecha. So Haman is the bal charetz, he has the hole, the ditch. So amr lo tolos abechinam v'halavai. So I have always been very fond of this image of Haman as a bal charetz, that there was this vacuum inside of him. There was no sense of self-esteem, there was no sense of self. So people who have no sense of self, so what happens to them? So Vayar Haman ki ein Mordechai koreu mishtachavelo vayimalei Haman chema. They go nuts when they feel that their kavod has been slighted, because their entire sense of self is predicated on external recognition. So that's why Chazal described Haman as a bal charetz. He was a vacuous person, and when a person like that reaches power, it's a very, very, very dangerous, because their entire life surrounds somehow attaining the acknowledgement, the validation that eludes them, and therefore they're very unstable and capable of very rash and destructive things. For no reason, other than, again, there's this giant gaping hole, you know, in their, you know, in their souls. And that's really the story of Haman. Now Achashverosh, as the Baal Tel, right, is somebody who, you know, had this, you know, dirt, this mound of dirt, and he's looking to get rid of it. You know, so this is, again, the Pesukim in Ezra and Nehemiah that we talked about, Kasav Sitna Yoshev Yerushalayim. So Achashverosh did feel a strong antipathy towards us, and he's very happy to be able to get rid of us, but he didn't really know how it was going to be possible. You remember the Gemara keeps on alluding to the fact that Belshazzar and the, you know, Bavlim, that was of great concern to Achashverosh. Okay, Vayasar Melchas Tabatom, Reb Abba Barkana, Gidola Saras Tabaz Yoser Mearbi Mushmon Devim, Meshev Nevios, and Iznabu Lam Lisrael, Shakulan Lo Echzir Lamutav, Vilu Hasaras Tabaz, Hachzirasan Lamutav. So this is a sad commentary, but it's just, you know, there's no way around it, that, the greatest darshanim and the greatest rabbanim and the greatest Baalei Musar can speak from today until tomorrow, but there's something about the Am Kshei Oref that doesn't respond until the chips are down. So the Hasaras Tabas was more than all of the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os combined. So Tanu Rabbanan Arba'im Mishmona Nevi'im Mishavu Nevi'os Tisnabalam Lisrael. So the Gemara says, we have in the Gemara in Arachin and Daf Yod as well, I've explained in the past, it's a Pyrrhic victory. If you're already in Chutz Laretz, that means the general national situation is not a very good one. So why would you say Halal on a Neis Shebechutz Laretz? You're celebrating, you're losing 45-0 and you score a touchdown at the end, and it's like the minhag is today to celebrate. So the Gemara says, why would you celebrate if you're in Chutz La'aretz? So that's a demonstration that, you know, Klal Yisrael is Bechovas Galus. Okay, so that's one perspective. I know of no more logical principle. The whole point is that when we were on our way into Eretz Yisrael, it's perfectly acceptable to say Shira, because there wasn't a Chovas Galus that had existed yet. The Klal Yisrael is Mechuyev Galus, so to say that we were saved, you know, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you know, that would be a betrayal of our national mission, which is, of course, to be in Eretz Yisrael and to be in Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Deireishosa Tamid Inei Hashem Lekecha Ba Mireishos Hashana V'ad Achri Shana. So Emer of Nachman Kriyasa Zo Halila. So there is in fact a Halo, but it's a modified Halo. It's an alternative version of Halo. Maybe something like Hadlakas Neiros, as discussed. So Rava Amar Bishlam Mahasam Halalu Havdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Faro L'hocha Halu Avdei Hashem. This is one of the most powerful lines in the Masechta. This is a deep, 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 deep understanding here. Akati avdei Achashverosh anan. Achashverosh is a dangerous person. He's a debased person. And the fact that we dodged a bullet through Esther, you know, by the skin of our teeth, you know, and with the Hashgacha that was Nister. So you're going to say a halal over this? You know, a person almost gets into a fatal traffic accident. So maybe you say Berchas HaGomel, but halal is a different story. So Ben L'Rava, Ben L'Rav Nachman, Kashi, V'atanya, Mishan Nechlesu La'aretz, L'Och Shur Kol Aretz, Oslo Mar Shira, Kevan Shegalu, Chazru Lach Sheran HaRishon, V'sulaka V'aksi V'yish Echad Min Aram Asayim Tzofim, and many more Nevi'im, Echad Min Asayim Tzofim, Shin Yisablam, L'Yisrael, only Nevuah, which was really needed in all Doros, was written down, and Nevuah, which was not needed for all Doros, was not written down. So again, all of Tanakh, everything that we have is Nitzrachal Doros. These aren't stories that just you know, are interesting. And Nevuah, which is Nitzrach HaLadoros, the vast majority of Nevuah was never written down. But Nevuah is Nitzrach HaLadoros. So if a person doesn't study Tanakh, so it's inexcusable. Chazal tell us it's Nitzrach HaLadoros. Everything there is needed for every generation. Every lesson is needed. The Chazal are telling us that this is built into the human condition. It's critical. The vast majority of it was already filtered out. It made a big impression on me. I may have told you once in the past when I was your age, a little bit younger. I read a wonderful biography of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's an outstanding Sefer Musar. Really, that's what it is. You know, it's a walking Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Yaakov learned through Tanakh 80 times in his life. He was koveya itim every single day in Tanakh. He learned, you know, I think it was a half an hour a day. So he learned Tanakh 80 times over the course of his life, because apparently for him, he thought it was relevant, because he didn't consider himself above this Gemara of Nitzrach HaLadoros. So, you know, sometimes you come across the zilzal in Tanakh. It's not a zilzal in Tanakh. It's a zilzal in Chazal, in Nevuah Shel Nitzrach HaLadoros. So a person should obviously be mukhtar b'chav dalad svarim, to use the expression of Chazal, because it speaks to everything that we need to know, for conducting ourselves properly in this world. The Gemara Nedarim says that Omale lo chatu Yisrael, we would have only had the Chamisha Chomshei Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Unfortunately, we're not perfect, right? So we're not perfect. So we need the lessons of Sefer Shoftim, of fragmentation by Yamim Ahimin Melech B'Yisrael Isha Yashar Bein Avyasa. We need the lessons of Sefer Shmuel and the godless of David HaMelech and the tshuva of David HaMelech. and the Lev Shalem of David HaMelech, and we need Sefer Melachim to tell us how people of such promise, who was more promise than Yedidjah of Shlomo, can go off the rails if they're not careful, and again, how there could be Churban Beis HaMikdah. These are lessons that are for all Doros. They continue to apply. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Adam haba mishtei ramo shetzofo zoetzo. That's mina ramatayim sofin. Rabbi Chanan Amar, Adam haba mibnei Adam ha shaomdim berumo shalolam. Anenu bnei karach, tachsiv bnei karach lomez. Tana mishum rabbeinu, makom nizvat shalahem begehenem v'amdu alav. Sheven nevios maninu, Sarah, Miriam, Dvara, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, Esther. Sarah the Chsiv Avi Milka Avi Yiska Rav Yitzchak Yiska Zo Sarah Lam Nekar Shmas Yiska Shesachsa Beruach Hakodesh Shnemar She Saw Beruach Hakodesh Kol Asher Tamari Lecha Sarah Shma Bekola. So Rashi says on that pasuk, if you recall, Melamed She Avram Tafel the Sarah Benivius, that Sarah had a greater koach and nevius than Avram. My personal opinion is that Rashi means that not as a din klali but as a din prati. Bein Yoni Habayis. There's a special Bina Yesera that applies so that Sarah could see more clearly Gareshes HaMazos V'es Bina'a Ki Lo Yirash Ben HaMazos Im Benim Yitzchak. Like Rivka could see more clearly that the Bracha needed to go exclusively to Yaakov. So there's a very, very important Yisod there. And the Fiani is Daiti, that's why in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu has to make a decision, Binyani Habayis, if he's going to go back home or he's going to stay in the base Lavan, what does he do? He calls Racha Velaya Hasada El Tzono. Because Yaakov Avinu had already understood and internalized the message that Binyani Habayis, the woman, has the greater Nevius. Sarah Yemenu created that template. But it applies to us as well. It applies to us as well. Chazal understood that part of the Bina Yisera Banashim was specifically Binyane Habayis, and in matters of Chinuch, so the father has obligations, Mitzvos HaBein Alav, Mitzvos HaVal HaBein, but the vision of the Isha, of the Alkeres Habayis, so she has to create and very often guide at crossroads, at junctures, so her direction is this positive. So again, you keep this in mind over the long term, not for right now, obviously, but Yafet Davar Beito. So you remember that when the parsha is relevant, so the person that's the right person is the person that you trust to guide those decisions. The most important thing any of us will do is actually only one thing. It's Vishinantan Levanachal Imatam Osamis Benechem, is transmitting the Masorah to our biological children and to our spiritual children, Talmidim Hareim Kivanim. And so you just need to choose somebody on the basis of, there are many other ancillary factors, but the Ikar is this point. Who would you trust to help guide these junctures? That's what the Rashi means. Melamed Shavram Tafel Asar Benavios. That was Be'inyane Habayis. Okay. Good. So Miriam Dechsev, Atikach Miriam HaNevi Achos Aaron, V'lo Achos Moshe, so Rav Nachman, Rav Shaisa, Misnabi Shi Achos Aaron, Vemeras, Asida Imi Shetele Ben Shi Yoshias Israel, Vishashan Ola, Nismali Kolobayas Kolora, Maraviv Nashaka Rosha, Amr Labiti Niskaim Nivuasaich, we have this in the Gemara and Sot as well, Vekavan Shishi Chulior, Amaraviv Tapchal Rosha, Amr Labiti Hechan Vuasaich, Hain Dechsiva Titatava Chosom Irachok, Ledea Mayehe Besof Nivuasa, Dvora Dechsiv, Dvora Isha Nivia Isha Slapidos, Mayeshes Lapidos, Shaisose Ptilos the Mikdash, Vyoshevis Tachas Tomer, Maishna Tachas Tomer, Amir Bishimin Avshalom, Mishum Yichud. And people needed to come to consult with her. She was Shofetes as Israel. So the Tamar, right, doesn't have low hanging branches where there could be any chashash that she was in seclusion. So that's where she met with people, again, to make sure that there would be no question of impropriety. So Davar Acher Matamarza in Lo Lev Echad So that's the botany. Af Yisrael sheba oso hador lohei la melali vechad leavim sheba shemayim, which is saying a lot in Sefer Shoftim. So Devorah's koach was she was able to unify the people in that respect. Belev echad chana dechsev vastis palel chana vatomar alatz libi b'Hashem remakarni b'Hashem remakarni v'lo remapachi David Shlomo shenimshecha bekeren nimshecha malchusa, right? It's the mother of Shmuel Shaul v'yeyu shenimshecha b'pach. Lo nimshecha malchusan. Ein kadosh kashem kein biltecha. So Amr of Yehuda bar Menashe al tikri biltecha levaloscha. Shelo ki midas hakadosh baruch hu midas basar v'adam. Midas basar v'adam ha'yisei yadav mevalin oso. That ultimately the things that people make, you know, outlast the people, right? I don't know, Picasso's not around anymore, but his works are. Aval kadosh baruch hu mevalin ma'yisei yadav. But hakadosh baruch hu outlasts everything else. This is one of our Yikara Emuna. We say Shehu Rishon Hu Acharon. Ve'en Sur Kelokenu, Ein Sayar Kelokenu. God is the greatest artisan in the world. Adam Tzartzura Gam Mekotav Enu Yochel Hatul Baruch and Hashem Ekir Bayim B'nei Me'ayim. Two dimensional. Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzartzura B'soch Tzura. This is development of the fetus. U'matil Baruch and Hashem Ekir Bayim B'nei Me'ayim. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu breathes life into it. Ruach Neshama Ekir Bayim. Ubnei me'ayim. Tosas quotes here, but Tispalel Chana v'atomer alatz libi v'Hashem. Hachaname v'amati lisui kala parashash kola nevuah al sancheriv nevuah chanetzer v'haman kemo she tirgim yonasan elakra darish parashasa nakan. Okay, so could have brought the whole thing, but they just bring a brief section. We really went a little bit over time, whatever it is. So I'll hold off on Abigail until tomorrow. There's some interesting tosis in there too about being done in nefashos ba'laila. So I guess we'll hold it up here for now. Okay, this is.